United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. I now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Try to Live a Happy Life, given on May 14, 1991, in Colorado, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
You have to have an object to dedicate your expression to, right? Just like an artist, he needs a model of beautiful flowers in order to paint, yeah? Even the best one like Van Gogh or Picasso, they need the model, paint. Maybe the model are more beautiful than the objects, but at least they have something. When I paint, I also need some objects, yeah? And I made them more beautiful. I made them the way I want, not the way they are, but at least there's something to inspire you. So what I say to you is that try to live a happy life, yeah? Accept yourself the way you are and grow. Just don't stuck there, that's all. Whatever you are at this moment, you are okay. You're learning all the time. You make no sin, just mistakes. Mistakes like babies stumbling around when they learn to walk. That's all. And don't burden yourself too much with conceptions about sins and hells and things like that. These are made for films, not for us, the practitioner of light and sound, of the principle of God. For example, Yesterday, some Americans were there in San Jose, and they wanted to get initiation. One has been on several paths, and he has good path also, you know. You get one of those, two or three that have also light and sound, yeah, like us, similar, and also very famous masters and things like that. But then he say we wasn't satisfied with the teaching of the masters. The path is okay, I said to him, it's perfect, yeah? Just the way the master expressed the truth or the enlightenment did not suit him. He thought it's too black and white, too rigid. So I said to him, well, don't just look at that. Develop your own. Yeah? Master can only give a general guideline, because he mostly talks in the public. Just that we should marry someone that we truly love. And to have any relation or any action with such a loved person is perfect. You never think of any sin at that moment. You never care about anything. Yeah? And when you love each other, you forgive everything, including yourself. You know? At that time, everything is pure. Once you're really in love, you put down everything. And everything you do in love is perfect, is pure. That's what one of the commandments. Every commandment is good. It's good. It's not to make people feel sinful. It's not to forbid people what to do. It is just a real wisdom behind it. Just a true enjoyment that the old masters wanted to offer to us. Yeah. I have also explained something about, for example, why we eat vegetarian or why we don't kill. Yeah? Because we ourselves don't like to get hurt. If we act against our own principle, then it hurts us. And we have to feel guilty, guilty all the time until that person has to come back and kill us to finish with that guilty feeling, to make us feel deserved it, yeah, and cleansed. That's how we call it a sin, because it's the weight of conscience. And we feel so guilty that we couldn't forgive ourselves, then God had to send that person that we are killed in order to clean us of this, yeah?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: Q fever, norovirus, swine flu,
Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal.
uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
For example, when we do something bad to somebody, huh? And that person, they never blame us, always treat nicely to us, then we feel even more troublesome, huh? Is it true?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if that person, in that moment when we did bad things and angry and slap us, we even feel better, you know? Right? Even though we don't like it, but we feel better, we feel we deserve it. We feel that's it, at least we are equal now, right? Even. We don't owe that person anything anymore. So it's cleansed. The same feeling when we do wrong thing, like we kill the other people. Because we don't want to get killed ourselves. We don't want to get hurt by feeling or bodily anything. Therefore, when we do that to other person, mean we are against our own liking. We normally like happiness and everybody treat us nicely. That is our principle. Now we treat people not nicely or we kill them, mean we are against our own belief. So that hurts us. Yeah, it hurts all the time until we make it even somehow. That's what it is called sin. Therefore, the commandments is only to tell us how to live in happiness by not doing things against our own principle. Not that we do, for example, if we don't kill that person, then we do that person a favor. It's not true. We do ourselves a favor because we keep our principle intact. We live truly to our own belief. We believe that we should not get killed, and then we don't do that. We don't make an example of killing, of the opposite to our principle. That is all. It's not a forbidden commandment. It is just a real, true wisdom, how to live a harmonious life. But if we want turbulence, okay, we do what we like. And some people like surfing, you know? They don't like a river. It's too peaceful. They like to go in the big waves and run around in the waves and get knocked in the wave and, you know, tumble into the sea water. Things like that, that makes them happy. Actually, nothing is good, nothing is bad in this life. It's just your own choice that you make. If you like to have a more harmonious life, to protect your own principle, and then you try to keep God's commandments, which means God's guidance, God's wisdom. Yeah? For example, marriage or non-killing. These are all to protect ourselves, to ensure a perfect happiness, if we follow that. Therefore, you see some people, they are very careless with choosing partner, they're never happy. They jump from one partner to another because it's not a true relationship. They know it. Therefore, they just have to change because they're not satisfied. So when you're truly in love with someone, you don't want change anymore. Yeah? And that's what it is. That's why I say you should not have sex when you're not married. You're not truly in love. Because in the old time, people don't marry with certificate anyhow. You know, so that doesn't mean you have to go to the magistrate and register your two names or buy the rings. But it means a truly loving relationship. That's what it means. So some people get mixed understanding about all these precepts. You see, each precept is a whole well of wisdom, a spring of wisdom. And if we have to truly study it, it takes a long time. to have self-experience, not to listen to the master only, but to truly understand what it is. It takes a longer time. But of course, when somebody else say to you, you have a little guideline, you know, and you can think better, you can spring up from these ideas, fresher ideas, and deeper understanding by your own finding. So it's faster to learn when you have a master, it's true. But experience you must alone. Only in that way your understanding will be deep, yeah, and meaningful. Anyhow, I share with you whatever I have, and you take what you need and discard what you don't. Also, individually, each one understands in a different way and accepts some portions of it and some do not. And some portion you also already know or have some vague idea about what it is. So once a master say something, emphasize something, you say, ah, yeah, I know, got it, yeah. Confirmation, you know, then it's also fine, so good. Not that you need to hear anything always new, but to confirm, to hear something, to confirm your own idea and understanding of something is also very comfortable. Especially when you believe in some master and when the master says so, exactly like what you think, then you thought, wow, that's it. I'm enlightened, after all. Yeah, it's a very comforting idea, yeah? So there are many things also sometimes I experience in just a split second and it's gone. But it's beautiful. It doesn't last. Good thing never lasts. And these things, I cannot share. I'm sorry also. And also sometimes in private talk, you know, I share with some people in a particular group or particular moment, some very beautiful things which I cannot remember afterward and I cannot share with the second group. Even if I want to, it's different. So these things are the most regretful thing that I ever have. That the most beautiful things not all people can know. But anyhow, I believe that by telepathic ability, by the inner connection with the inner master, we will always pick it up. Once I speak in some places, it vibrated in different direction, invisibly, and you will catch him up. And one day you wake up and have some beautiful ideas and you don't know where from. They came from there. There must be. Something came from something. It must have an origin somewhere. Nothing came from nothing. Nothing came from nowhere. It originates itself somewhere that we don't know. So anyhow, see, I'm very happy to see you. I don't know how happy you are, but I only know how happy I am. I didn't plan to come here so early, but no need to always plan, huh? Sorry to give you such a short notice, just a few hours. But I'm happy that you respond in such an enthusiastic way. And I've heard that you have been practicing very hard, and I can see that on your face. I just saw three at the airport, and I know how you have been practicing, because you changed. Outside, and inside, the manner, you know, the atmosphere, the magnetic field changed. And the beautiful glowing face bespeaks the inner glory. The Guan Yin method changes everything. Inside out, upside down, wrong way around. It changes the tissues even of the skin. Renew all the time. That's why the more you practice, the younger you look, the more beautiful you become. Haven't you noticed? Yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes. Well, yes, some of them do. If you know them intimately before, and after initiation, or after a few months, you see the difference. Yeah. But if you see them every day, probably you don't notice much. It's like a baby grow every day, but the mother do not notice. But the outsider, they notice. Even though the mother know they grow, but it doesn't see it so clearly, like when someone just come back from a trip after a few months. So I was surprised. Even I myself was surprised to see that the two women who came to see me at the airport, they were so beautiful, so glowing. So natural, the skin, you know, so glowing. And I asked them if they have been practicing. I said, yes, very hard. It shows, you know. And also many other who came in America, in San Jose. There was one lady initiated long time ago. Lately I didn't see her so often, just a few months apart. And when she came to retreat this time in Taiwan, I was surprised. She's been so beautiful, and noticeably beautiful and pure in the face. And I said, what happened, what happened? And she said, well, I've been practicing, you see. I have practiced. I really tried to. And it really changed her so much. Therefore, I recommend that anyone in any level at all should meditate as much as possible. The more, the better, for our own benefit. Before we talk about anyone else or the blessing to the world or peace of the world and anything else, a big deal. Let peace begin with us by meditation. Beauty also begin with us by meditation. Everything changed with the Kuan Yin method, with the light and sound from God. Everything changed. That's why in Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu Tao Te Ching, I say the Tao, when you practice, it changes you into youth. Change the old one into a youthful one. In the Bible, it also says you have to become child again in order to be reborn into the kingdom of God. To become a child means you grow more youthful, but also it means the purity in the heart. The more you practice, the purer you become. Until you see everyone is pure. And that's a very beautiful feeling. Money cannot buy. Everyone in this world seeks happiness. But it doesn't last very long. And all the cosmetics companies try to advertise for their product. But they don't know the secret. Many women practicing afterward, they don't really need to do so much makeup anymore. They can do it for fun, though. Yeah, it's nice to paint yourself if you couldn't paint any picture. And you are the perfect picture. Just add some more color and that's it. The best portrait, life, better than Mona Lisa. Many people like painting and picture, but why don't they like people's face? Huh? People's face can paint a little bit also nice. It's a temple of God. We should decorate. Yeah, if we are the temple of God, it's okay to decorate them with different flowers. So sometimes the model is they stick in our stars and moon, sun, all over places. Maybe that's a good way to remind you of the kingdom of God within the universe. You couldn't have it within, you better have it without. Better than nothing. I think women are very artistic. Yeah? Otherwise, why all women like to paint? Paint their face at least, you know. Men doesn't. But I don't know why other men are famous for being a good painter. Like Picasso, yeah? Van Gogh. Many others, huh? All men. Is there any women who are famous? Some. Huh? Oh, yes. But not much, huh? But not as much as Picasso or Van Gogh. And funny enough, all the chef cooks, The best cooks also men. All the 5 stars hotel hire men and never hire women for cooks, yeah. Don't you see? Very seldom I saw a woman chef. Did you? I didn't. Probably hide behind a Chinese restaurant, but not in the 5 stars hotel, huh? Not in international hotel. Hmm. Probably a second cooks or something, but never the chef. Never the famous one. Also, master. Very rare you see a master woman, huh? Therefore, we make an exception. Just to shock people. Shock them into worshipping the feminine of the universe, the feminine aspect of God. Not to look at woman always as an object of lust or kind of lowly desire, but also I have to look up as divine. Also I have to be woman to point out the mistakes of our sex. We have many mistakes, many shortcomings, too much emotion, too short a temper, huh? Too less patience. But we have longing, and that's very good. We have very, very great longing for love. More longing than men. That's what makes a woman beautiful. When we long for something, you know, we are eternal. We live by that longing. As soon as we finish longing for something, our life becomes meaningless. Yeah? Therefore, the life of the woman are more fulfilling, more satisfied in any way. Because they always long for love. And also very artistic. That's why God let woman carry children. So I have an artistic influence, yeah? Also tender care from inside the womb. If too much masculinity, the child probably and grow up without tenderness, yeah? I think the most happy group I ever met is in Colorado, yeah? I also have the best impression from your group. Probably because of the very special landscape here. It looks so much like Himalaya. You don't need to go anywhere to find Babaji or what. You have a Himalaya down here, huh? When I came here in February, it was so beautiful, so beautiful. It's better than some part of the Himalaya. More clean, yeah? And more trees. It's just very reasonable. Yeah. In Himalaya somewhere, sometimes too high, without trees. Too harsh, and sometimes too misty. Yeah? Here it was having snow, but the sky was so clear and beautiful. And the trees are all green. I like green trees. So probably the special landscapes and a very small town, like village, make people feel more relaxed and homely, huh? It's not a very big city, no? No, huh? Thanks God. I do not feel good in a big city. So you're very lucky, huh? I feel you are very special Americans. I have not met such fine Americans elsewhere. Probably I haven't met many. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Well, the impression is, it's very, very fine. That's why I hurry up to come to see you. Any question?
So when you're enlightened, you still have people to stop you from doing things?
Yeah, you learn, you grow with enlightenment too. You don't get enlightenment and stop there forever. No. Yeah, I learn every day. I grow every day. I'm happy that I do. Otherwise, the truth is so fixed, so stale, and it's so boring. Once you reach it, you stop. Yeah? No good. The truth must be always changing, always new, always flexible. Yeah? suit the mood of the enlightened person. Except the precept don't change. The precept is our own principle about what we don't like. Like not killing because we don't like to get killed, that's all. Not because we should love that person, but we should love ourselves. Every precept is good for the one who keeps it. Yeah. So therefore it doesn't change. Okay? Like the love within marriage, this also should not change. Because if you change that, you just make yourself less happy, that's all. Huh? Okay. So when you couldn't love anybody, then wait. Then you find your loving partner later. And then enjoy. Yeah? Just like when we wait for the fruit to ripe. And then we can enjoy better than pluck it down in a hurry and it is sour. Even when we are hungry and we love that fruit so much and we don't have another ripe one at the moment, but even then if we pluck one unripe, it will never satisfy our taste anyhow. So why bother? Waste the fruit and waste our time and waste our apprehension and longing for the ripe fruit. So don't make a sin out of everything, please. Everything is beautiful in the right time, yeah, in the right situation. Many masters, they don't step out of their chairs because of fear. Yeah, masters have fear. That's the last thing that we could overcome, fear. And fear comes from ego. The little bit of ego keeps the fear. Without ego, we fear nothing. Yeah? Because we don't fear to lose anything. The ego is the one who tell you that you have prestige, that you are the master, that you shouldn't do that, that you should do this, that everybody look up on you. You shouldn't disappoint them. Well, who knows who disappoints whom? Maybe you disappoint them by being so rigid. Yeah. But anyhow, the last step is difficult, the most difficult to overcome for any master at all, even for me. I had to learn many things after being assigned to this job, this business. Yeah, I had to learn all the time. I grow all the time and every day, in pain and in joy too. Yeah, just in different degree, but sometimes also very hard. I grow with the disciple. I suffer the way you suffer too. You can say that it's a collective bad karma, or the master has to take the bad karma for the disciple or what. I also see that as a way of my growth. It's nice to see that we are always growing fresh, new, and never stop at one point. Like the Zen saying, there's the steps beyond the 100-foot pole. You know? Once you climb from bottom to the top, to the 100-foot or 1,000-foot, whatever, yeah? To climb on the top of the pole, and you're stuck there. Now what next? You come down or you jump? Take a leap. But most people are afraid to jump into nothingness. Yeah? They prefer to hold on to the top. I made it to the top. How can I let go now? What next? So the truth is not a fixed nirvana or kingdom of God. It is a forever growing process. It's getting more interesting each day. The more we taste it, the more we long for more. It's not like an ordinary love relationship in the world. After sometimes you get bored. Doesn't matter how beautiful your wife is or how handsome the husband is. Yeah? Oh, it's after 7 years or so, gets stuck. If you don't work hard, then probably slip out, finished. Mostly the relationship of husband and wives go out up to 3 years or 7 years, something like that. 7 years age, yeah. But the inner relationship with our own wisdom never get bored. It might get a little difficult at times, but not bored. Therefore, when you have difficult in meditation, or kind of wanting to give it up, that is when you have some dry period. We call it winter time. Yeah. But it will go. It will go. Just try to do as much as you can. Even if one day you couldn't even meditate at all, sit there and fidgeting your fingers or what, yeah, clenching your teeth, and then just get up, take a walk, yeah, drink a beer with alcohol, or something like that, go out and play guitar, go dancing, do something, and come back again, yeah, next day, or the next time when you feel like it. Do not try too hard. You'll come back. There's nothing else better in this world. Anyhow, so do not fear that you will lose your faith. You will not. You won't. You just take a rest. That's all. Yeah? You truly couldn't make it today, then take a rest. The next day, try it again. Yeah. I am afraid that there is nothing else which is better than what I have offered you. Otherwise, I would have offered you. Or I would get it myself first. I have traveled all over the world, met many masters, read so many so-called books. Well, I read enough to understand. Nothing better. Even if I wanted, I couldn't get anything better. Therefore, try to work with the treasure that you had, even though you had it very easy way. Don't think it is easy. It isn't easy. You had to work many ages, hard, have good virtues, and good longing, sincere yearning, in order to get that easy moment of initiation. Yeah, just you forgot. Yeah. So it wasn't easy. It wasn't a cheap offer, actually. But don't think it's an easy thing. No, 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 no. There's a long process behind, you know? Long way up to the initiation time. Have to struggle hard on many levels, on many existence, to make it up to that day. Whether you stay or you leave, it is the whole background, you know, the designs. Not just so easy.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your loving presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of Try to Live a Happy Life. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms. Coming up next after Noteworthy News, we wish you everlasting joy and fulfillment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.